Politicians who crank up the rhetoric on immigrant kids while Congress fails to take action. Let's get started. The arrival on our southern border of tens of thousands of undocumented immigrant children is being met with overheated rhetoric and paranoid ranting from politicians who only stoke the anger when they should be finding answers to a very real crisis. Instead, this is what they're encouraging. This is Oracle, Arizona, where protesters came yesterday to block the arrival of a bus carrying a few dozen kids to a ranch for troubled youth to be held until court hearings on whether they can stay in the country.
The reason why Lady Justice holds a blindfold over faces.
Well, in the crowd making a speech, this guy, Republican state legislator and congressional candidate Adam Quasman, and when he saw a bus, he got very excited. He tweeted, "Bus coming in, this is not compassion. This is the abrogation of the rule of law." And sure enough, it was a bus. He tweeted this out, ran to confront the bus, later telling a local reporter about the encounter.
I was able to actually see some of the children in the buses, and the fear on their faces. This is not compassion.
You know, it's unclear whose compassion he's talking about there and what that has to do with the fear on the faces of children as their bus encounters an angry mob of screaming grown-ups. As you'll see, though, the kids might just as well have been puzzled by the scene, not scared, because, well, watch.
Which children on the buses were those?
I saw a school bus with plenty of children on it, so I'm assuming that was a bus that was moving through.
He assumed it was the bus, but it wasn't the bus.
Do you know that was a bus with YMCA kids?
They were sad too. Okay, I apologize. I didn't know. I was leaving when I saw them. So if that was a school bus, people are not happy down the line. That's an error by me.
Should you be making those kinds of assumptions on such a charged issue to talk about seeing the kids when those weren't the kids?
I said I saw children. Right. I saw children.
But those weren't migrant children.
Those were not migrant children. That's fine. Listen, when you see, I have people, it was a mistake. That was a mistake. If that was not correct, then that's a mistake.
Kids from the YMCA. Certainly was. But Mr. Quasman is right. People are upset. Now, you hear people talking about Trojan horses and stealth invasions, contagious diseases, even sinister White House plots to turn red states blue or turn the country socialist. Keep it honest, though, plenty of that hyped up language is coming straight from the mouths, not of everyday people, but of elected representatives.
World English Dictionary defines invasion, among the definitions, is invading with armed forces, but it's any encroachment or intrusion, the onset or advent of something harmful, as in a disease.
There's the D word again, disease. Let's just take a second to insert some facts here, because that disease word is getting tossed around now all the time. Keep it honest, according to UNICEF, the vaccination rate for kids in Honduras ranges from 88 to 94% for common childhood illnesses. According to the CDC, the rate for American kids is actually slightly worse. Now, when it's not disease that people are accusing these kids of, it's crime. Here's Republican Florida U.S. Congressman Richard Nugent.
Where do they get the jobs? And a lot of these children, quote unquote, you know, and one the first caller mentioned it, is, you know, they're gang members, they're gang affiliated. These kids have been brought up in a culture of, you know, of thievery, a culture of, you know, murder, of rape,
yeah,
of all those types of things, and we're going to now infuse them into the American culture. It's just ludicrous.
So, again, keeping them honest, while gang violence is a very real problem in Central America, and no doubt gang members cross illegally into the United States, there's plenty of evidence that the kids we are actually talking about here are kids fleeing violence. There's no good evidence yet that they've come here to spread violence. There are other theories, though, from politicians. Republican Congressman Steve King and Steve Stockman tell WorldNet Daily this is all a deliberate move by the Obama administration, which is derived, they say, from a strategy by radical sociologists to transform America into a socialist state. Congressman King referring to the sociologist, two Columbia University professors named Cloward and Piven, telling WorldNet, quote, "I do feel this attempt to flood the border with illegals is a playing out of the Cloward-Piven theory." Congressman Stockman agreed with that, but he also had an alternative hypothesis. He called it, quote, "an open secret. Obama is trying to flood Texas with illegals to make it into a blue state."